It's time for another Carbon County Sheriff's Update right here on Castle Country Radio. And back in the studio today, we have Carbon County Sheriff Jeff Wood. Sheriff, it's always great to get you on. Thank you again for stopping by today.
That was hard to come in after the Rams beat my Cardinals so brutally over the weekend. But I'm
yes.
here.
Yes, I will say I have looked forward to this particular sheriff's interview a little bit more than those in the past, based on the fact that the Los Angeles Rams are 3-1 and the Cardinals are 1-3.
Boy, those Rams, the Rams look good. They really do.
I'm cautiously optimistic.
We'll see how it goes.
I think I was 15 the last time they were 3-1, so it's been a while.
It's been a minute.
Sheriff, it has been a very busy time here in the Castle Country area over the last couple of weeks. I mean, of course, we were affected very harshly by the flooding, and I know that's one of the things that you want to talk about today.
Yeah, so the flooding hit, and I'm not convinced we're out of the woods yet. I just want people to stay prepared in case another storm does blow in the next week or so. This is the time of year in Carbon County that we get these big storms historically, and so I just want people to keep it in the back of their mind. I'm not telling you that it's going to flood again, but let's be ready in case a big storm does hit again so we can be on the front end of preparation instead of out in the water trying to sandbag and things. And just want everybody to know that there are sandbags available anytime you want them at the road shop. If you want to prepare in advance, you can pick those up early and get things ready. And if you're a business that was damaged by floods, even if you don't want to get any money for that, I don't know if there's going to be any money available, but we're close to a FEMA threshold, and we want to try to pass that threshold. I think is what it does. It opens up low interest loans for businesses if we pass a certain dollar amount of damage. So I would like all the businesses that have been damaged to report that to our emergency management team so we can pass that threshold.
For you guys, as far as getting prepared and maybe some of the things that you and your department saw during the last floodings, what are some of the things that you would recommend to people outside of sandbags?
There's a lot of simple things. Culverts. Make sure the culverts that channel the water away from your house are clear. A lot of the culverts have been plugged up, and they've backed up and they've flooded. The lay of the land as far as your yard goes, make sure everything slopes away from your foundation, and your window wells, if they're an inch off the ground, you need to extend them up, and you can buy the extensions for them. Or I saw a guy that got really creative in Wellington. I was so impressed. He built a small retaining wall out of the blocks you can buy at Sutherland's that look really nice, and he put gravel in that. And he built that up around his window wells, and it actually kept the water out of his home. It was amazing. Walkout basements. Check your walkout basement and make sure that it's high enough that the water slopes away from the walkout. So this guy did that, and he extended his up two more steps and your retaining wall. Just step that up, and then drainage is everything. If you can keep everything sloping away from your house and drain it out of your yard, you should be good with the floods.
Now, with all that being said, let's talk a little bit about visibility for the house, because, I mean, this is house numbers. I mean, this is a big thing. You and I talked about this. It wasn't that long ago, but it doesn't matter if we're talking flooding, whatever we're talking about. You can't get help if your house number is not visible.
Yeah, there are a lot of homes in Carbon County that don't have their address visible on their house or their mailbox. And you know, a good idea is to put your house number on your house near your porch light. So if you do have emergency responders responding, you can kick your porch light on. They can see your house number, but that would just make it easier on the emergency responders, and that's ambulance, fire, law enforcement, anybody that could be coming at a great time of need.
Definitely. So. Well, we're getting, I can't believe we're on October already, inside October already. September just flew by. It's hunting season.
Yeah, the general elk season starts this weekend. I just want to remind everybody to be safe out there with your firearms and know your target before you pull the trigger on things so nobody gets hurt during the hunting season. And also, be careful with your vehicles. We seem to have a few ATV accidents every year during the hunts. Just be careful and not try to push your ATV beyond its limits in the attempt of hunting an animal, please. Just be careful.
Definitely some good advice. And with that being said, I know we're not that far off from Halloween either. In your department, you guys had a lot of fun last year at Halloween. We'll be talking about that, I'm sure, in the coming weeks.
I'm really excited about Halloween. Yeah, we'll be out again, similar to last year. So I like that time of year. That'll be fun. I'm curious what the weather's going to bring. It's kind of cold early, it feels to me like, this year.
It's going to be cold.
I think so.
Yeah, it's going to be cold for Halloween. Before I let you go, I do want an update on the cold case. You and I have talked about that now over the last several months, and I know that the alleged gentleman was in court. I guess that's the right way to refer to him as.
We call him our suspect, our arrestee. I guess he's been arrested. So he appeared in court yesterday in the 7th District Court, and I believe that a resolution is close in that case. We may know as early as next week. So I could probably update you next week, but I think we're almost done with that. So we'll see how it goes.
Sigh of relief for everyone involved.
Yes, yes. A great job by those detectives in that case.
Absolutely. So the light is at the end of the tunnel for them. Sheriff Wood, it's always great to get you in and talk a little bit about what is happening here in the local area. I know we'll talk again next week.
Yeah, I appreciate the opportunity.
All right. That's been another Carbon County Sheriff's Update right here on Castle Country Radio.